弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我谨代表新加坡长老大会，还有我牧养的堂会主恩堂，来向大家问候。
Peace to you, and I represent the synod as well as the church that I pastor at, which is the Christian Grace Presbyterian Church. And peace to all brothers and sisters.
今天是大会主日。
So today is the synod Sunday.
大会主日的题目是坚固信仰，巩固家庭。
And the topic today for the Synod Sunday is hold firm to our beliefs and strengthen our families.
接到这个题目的时候，我就一边思想一边祷告。
And as I received this topic to preach on, and I kept thinking about it and I prayed about it.
我要采用哪一段的经文？有什么实际的例子可以跟大家分享吗？
And I was thinking, which verses should I choose, and which are practical examples to bring to and share with everyone.
在我脑海当中就出现两个人物。
And in my mind, two people stood out.
我想第一个人物就是亚伯拉罕。
And the first person would be Abram.
亚伯拉罕，我们对他非常的熟悉。
And I think we are familiar with this Bible character Abraham.
因为上帝呼召他离开他的本住本家。
Because God summoned him and asked him to leave his people.
当时他住的地方叫做乌尔。
And the place that he had been staying at, the place was called Ur.
这个乌尔的地方我们知道是非常繁荣的。
And actually this is actually a very prosperous and wealthy place.
更加是充满着偶像。
But there were many there was plenty of idol worship in that area.
上帝呼召他离开那个地方。
And God summoned him and asked him to leave that place.
如果我们读一些的经文的时候，
And as we read some of the verses here,
特别到了创世纪第十二章，
And especially to Genesis chapter 12,
那么这个亚伯拉罕他来到了一个地方的时候，他就在那里筑一座坛。
And when Abraham traveled to a place, he would set an altar for the Lord.
在那个地方筑坛做什么呢？
And why did he do that?
圣经很明显告诉我们说他求告上帝。
And Bible clearly tells us that he prays to God.
后来我们看见他一直搬，十三章的时候他到了另外一个地方。
And the Bible tells us that he continued to move, and in verse 13, it says that he continued to move from place to place.
到那个地方去的时候，他也是筑一个坛。
And when he reached another place, he built an altar again.
在那里，也就是在那里求告耶和华上帝。
And what did he do there? He prayed to God Yahweh.
在十三章当中，两处他提到他筑坛，这个求告耶和华。
And there are two parts in verse 13 that he set up the altar to pray to God.
这里给我们看见他的信仰。
And we see what he believed in.
我们看见他的这一个敬拜的这个生活。
And we see his praying life.
在他一生当中，他就是寻求耶和华。
That in his whole life he searched and he seeked God.
这样的一个信仰也巩固了他的家庭。
And such a belief and such a value actually strengthened his family.
我们看见这样的一个优良的传统传下来了。
And such a virtuous tradition has been passed on.
到了这一个创世纪二十六章的时候，
And then when we come to Genesis chapter 26,
那个时候我们读到他的儿子以撒。
It describes his son Isaac.
以撒他一样筑一座坛。
And similarly, Isaac built an altar.
圣经跟我们讲的是一模一样的，他筑一座坛求告耶和华。
And similarly, he built an altar to pray to God.
我们看见这个信仰传承了。
And we see that his belief has passed on to his son.
亚伯拉罕坚固的信仰，我们从以撒的身上看见了。
And we see the manifestation of his strong belief in his son.
而且在这样的一个家庭的这一个传承的过程当中，
And in such a tradition that is passed on in his family,
来到创世纪三十五章的时候，
And we come to Genesis chapter 35.
雅各他也一样的这一个造作祖先前辈的这个榜样，敬畏耶和华。
Jacob in following the tradition of his forefathers, also set up an altar and prayed to God.
他求告耶和华，然后圣经给我们看见什么呢？
And when he prayed to God, what did the Bible show us?
圣经跟我们看见的，他又加了一些的事情。
We see that he has added on a few things.
他说要除掉外邦人中的这些神。
It says in chapter 35 verse 2, get rid of the foreign gods you have with you.
也要有自洁，换掉衣服，起来敬拜上帝。
And purify yourselves and change your clothes to pray to God.
所以我们看见他的这个信仰不单是坚固，他的家庭也照样给我们看见这个敬畏的这个榜样。
We see that his what he believed in is not just pray to, his respect for God, but also his example before God.
我们看见常常听人说一代不如一代。
Sometimes we hear of people say that one generation is not as good as the next.
我们也听人家说富不过三代。
People will also say that wealth will not pass through three generations.
可是在这里我们看第三代的信仰更加坚固，家庭更加的让我们看见见证。
But here we see the example where the belief and the strength of their belief is strengthened from generation even up to the third generation.
因此我们看见这一个家庭的这一个敬拜，家庭的礼拜是非常重要的。
And here we see then the importance of having a family worship Sunday, having a family worship time, the importance.
让我们的这个信仰能够继续传承下去。
That our beliefs can continue to be passed on from generation to generation.
过去在教会里头呢，有一段时间非常重视家庭礼拜。
At one time in the church tradition, there was a lot of emphasis on the church Sunday family service.
而且并且鼓励自己的家庭有家庭礼拜。
And it encourages every family to have one within their families.
甚至也开放自己的家庭。邀请其他弟兄姐妹们来到你的家里头来做家庭礼拜。
And encourage people from outside the family to come and join in the family service as well.
可是这样的一个事情没有继续被延伸。
But unfortunately this tradition was not continued.
可是这样的一个信息在我很年轻的时候我就听到了。
But such a message, when I was very young, I already heard about it.
当时我们有家庭。
We have family.
我也来自非信徒的家庭。
I didn't have family and I didn't come from a Christian family.
但是我知道其中的这个意义非常这个重要。
But I recognize the importance and the meaning of this.
因此我中学毕业，高中毕业来到新加坡工作。
And when I graduated and came to work in Singapore,
我第一件事情要做的就是找一间教会。
And the first thing I felt I did to do was to find a church.
在那里求告耶和华，敬拜上帝，侍奉他。
And to pray to God and worship Him there.
感谢主的带领，很奇妙。
And give thanks to God. God's leading is miraculous.
当初我来到新加坡的第一间教会，就是现在我所牧养的教会。
And the first church that I had come to worship in Singapore is my current church that I've been pastoring at.
1982年，我就在那里聚会。
And I already started joining the congregation in 1982.
一直到1985年我去读神学。
And until 1985, I went to study theology.
我读神学的时候，这个教会支持我去读神学。
And the church supported me through my studies.
所以我常常说，这个教会是我新加坡的母会。
And so this is my mother church in Singapore.
所以2005年的时候，他们叫我回去牧养。
And so in 2005, they asked me to return to pastor the church.
我就在2005年3月1号牧养到今天。
And from the 1st of March 2005 to today, I continue to pastor the church.
我想这是很奇妙的带领。
And I think this is very special.
但是这个观念我一直分享，也要求我的孩子。
And so this concept I continue to share and also to encourage my children.
我儿子出国留学的时候，
when my children study overseas.
我要求他一定要找一个教会。
And when they're overseas, for study or work, that they will, I tell them that they must find a church there.
四年来他没有离开教会。
And for 4 years, he did not leave the church.
现在毕业回来了，在新加坡。
And after he's graduated, he's returned back to Singapore.
我看这个是非常重要的一个信息。
And I think this is a very important message.
我在这段时间当中，我有听到，哎，有一些的这个活动事工推展出来了。
And during this period, I heard about some ministries that are also being spread.
特别强调家庭，有一个叫做翻转你的家庭祭坛。
Some of them had encouraged to upend the family service in at home.
这个比较多是在杜立教会跟灵恩派的教会，他们很喜欢。
So some of these were actually in independent churches or charismatic churches.
我去看了他的教导的时候
，When I look at the teachings,
不错，他很强调读圣经，多多读圣经。
And I see that yes, they encourage reading the Bible and to read the Bible a lot.
可是他们的教导就有点偏激，不是偏激，太过偏激了。什么蟒蛇的灵啊，什么什么的灵啊，那我觉得对我们非常不适合。
But I felt that a lot of their teachings were too extreme and not suitable for us.
后来我们也相信，最近我们有听到幸福家庭小组。
And so, I think many of us will have heard about the happiness cell groups nowadays.
幸福家庭小组，我想重点是在小组。没有重点在这个家庭，有一点可惜。
I feel that the emphasis here is on the cell group, but not as much emphasis on the family, and I find that that's not as good.
但是如果我们能够积极的参与这个幸福家庭，我们的信仰本身是很巩固的，这个坚固的话，我相信会影响到我们的家庭。
But I believe that as the happiness cell group grows.We are also to, and as our faith strengthens, we are also to benefit the family.
我们长老会真的是需要有一批人这个什么呢？专门研究来帮助我们。
I think that for the Presbyterian churches, we really need a group of people to study and to benefit us.
我想分享一点点我家庭礼拜的一个经验。
I want to share with you some experience that we have with family groups.
我们的家庭礼拜是每一个星期五晚上进行的。
And so we hold our family service every Friday night.
我们先找一个家庭要去。
And so we will choose a family that we will attend.
然后我们每一个星期就到那个家庭去。
And so we will go to this family every Friday.
过去我们的岳父岳母在哪里，我们就去哪里。
Previously, where my in-laws are, we will just go to that family.
但是不管如何，星期五就是我们的家庭礼拜。
But we set aside Friday as the day to have our family service.
所以每一个情况都会有不同。
Obviously, there are many different situations.
有一段情况是来到我的家。
Sometimes they will come to my place.
那一段时间呢，因为我是住在一个比较特别的地方。
Because I stay in a rather special place.
因为我太太是做这个宿舍的这个舍监我认识。
Because my wife is a warden in one of the facilities.
那个地方就是现在的 Hot Road， 就是我们的第二任总统的这个住家。
So it's a place somewhere in Hot Road where our previous ex-president had his residence.
现在已经变成一个 apartment 了。
Now it's an apartment.
那么在那里呢，因为地方很大，然后环境很好，他们每一个星期五来，没有到十二点呢是不会离开的。
And because the place is big and spacious and everyone was very happy together and they would not leave before midnight.
所以每次十二点到了就家庭礼拜。
Everyone would be very happy to attend.
后来我们到我们的七舅的家里头去的时候，我们十点到了，听完新闻就家庭礼拜。
Okay, and the other places that we other family members that will attend after the news at 10, then we would hold our family service.
有一段时间我们有小孩子很多，小孩子跟大人分开。
At one time there were many children in the family as well, and then the children have their own program.
后来孩子大了，我们就大家在一起。
And of course, when the children grew up, we would try to gather everyone together to worship together.
我们的家庭礼拜就是这么样简单。
It is just as simple as this for a family service together.
大家来唱几首我们熟悉的诗歌。
We just sing some familiar hymns together.
然后分享个别代祷的事项。
And to share in the things that we want to pray for each other.
可以自己的，可以教会的，可以你知道的，我们都分享那个代祷事项。
It could be our personal things, things about matters of the church or our friends and family.
然后我们就一起起立为这件事情祷告。
And then we'll stand together and just pray together as a family.
然后其中一个人被指派就是做结束的祷告。
And so one person will be tasked to actually do a closing prayer.
那一结束祷告的时候，我们一起背诵主祷文。
And after that, as a tradition, we would actually recite the Lord's Prayer together.
背诵主祷文之后，我们就唱得胜得胜哈利路亚，然后就结束了。
And then we would sing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah and end the service.
几十年来我们都是这样的一个模式。
And many years, this is our model.
所以我觉得这样的一个模式真的能够坚固我们的信仰。
And I feel that such a model can actually strengthen and consolidate our beliefs and faith.
也巩固我们的家庭。
And, to also solidify our families.
让我们的这个信仰的传承能够一代传过一代。
So that what we believe in can be, shared generations to generation.
我只要讲一件的事情。
I only just want to remind, something.
我们的家庭好几个都在侍奉上帝做牧师传道。
There are actually quite a few people in our family who are actually in service for God and they may be pastors or preachers.
这是我们这一代。
And that is my generation.
可是我们第二代已经有奉献做传道了。
And also the second generation, there are also people who have also committed to be preachers.
所以因此我们看见我们真的是要重视这个事情。
And I feel that this is something that we need to emphasize and emphasize on.
我记得我读神学的时候
I remember that when I did my studies in theology
我的院长老师说你们要做家庭礼拜
My master says that oh you have to do your family Sundays
最好是在大家回来吃饭的时间
Perhaps it's when during meal times when everyone gathered together for meals
我想我们家庭有些小有些分散
But some families are small and some are their family members in many different places.
总是会有一起吃饭的时间。
But there will be a time of gathering just of a meal together.
可能是在外面吃。
Maybe it's having a meal out.
可能是在家里吃。
But it could be in the family.
但是我觉得这样的一个时间是最好的这个时间。
But I feel that this is the most important time together.
不要读圣经，然后分享讲道。
It's not just to read the Bible and share and have sermons.
在那边教训孩子一次他们就下次不要跟你一起吃饭了
and not to discipline your children during the family gathering and then you can then they will never join again
你看刚才我们看亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的时候
and when we look at Abraham, Isaac and Jacob
一件事情求告耶和华
they pray to God
我想我们一起祷告就达到的这个目标
And I think that just praying together we've reached, accomplished our mission.
恳求主给我们智慧
May God give us wisdom.
让我们能够重视这一个家庭礼拜
That we continue to see the importance of a family
第二个人就是耶伯
The second person that come to my mind was Job.
这个耶伯记第一章里头呢就告诉我们耶伯他是怎么样的一个人
And in Job chapter 1, he tells us what kind of person Job is.
我想耶伯的生活应该也差不多像我们现在生活的写照。
And I think that it reflects a little bit of our lives today.
因为他活在一个富裕的家庭，好像现在的城市生活。
Because he lived in a wealthy, prosperous place, just like a city living today.
但是我们可以从他身上看见他有坚固的信仰，他的家庭也是让我们羡慕的。
But we can see from his life that he has a solid beliefs, and it's so with his family as well.
圣经描写他是一个义人。
And so the Bible tells us that he's a righteous person.
肯定他的信仰跟他的家庭是我们的模范。
And I'm sure that his family, his belief and his family is a model for us.
但是我们也知道他是大富人家。
But we also know that he is actually a wealthy person.
一个大富人家肯定是非常忙碌。
And I'm sure that he is a busy person as well because of
that. 就好像我们今天一样，在这样的一个社会当中，我们非常忙碌。
And just like we are busy in life today.
但是这样一个忙碌人，继续。拥有金钱的生活
but such a busy person has is such a religious and pious life.
我们从耶伯的身上，他不但自己严谨，他也很看重自己的家庭。
We see that he was very careful about his actions, his belief, but also he emphasized it for his children as well.
这是我们从他的家。这个什么呢？从他的这一个从经文读里头，我们可以看见的。
And these we can tell from the verses in Job.
如果我们看的时候，我们知道他生活在这一个地方叫做这个乌斯地。
We know from the Bible that he actually lived in a place called Uz.
这个地方呢是在阿拉伯岛的以西。
It is west of the Arabian Peninsula.
按照经文的这个背景了解，这是一个很完美、令人羡慕的一个地方。
From the Bible, it tells us that it is actually quite a perfect place, somewhere where people would love to go, be very much.
我们想说, 现在的 Orchard Road.
maybe a modern day example, maybe Orchard Road.
如果我们从他的生活来看，他真的是很配的，因为他真的是很有钱。
And we see that he's really very wealthy from the description in the Bible.
如果你从圣经里给我们看，他有羊7000只，骆驼3000只，牛1000只，母驴500只。
We read from the verses that he owns 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 oxen, and 500 donkeys.
我们大概，我自己大概，我也不知道，算算一下，至少1700万的数目是最少的。
So I in my mind, I've calculated, and it's more than 10 million.
他是很有钱，可是他不会被这个金钱物质所影响。
He has a lot of money and a lot of wealth, but he was not affected.
他有一个很坚固的这个信仰。
He had a very strong foundation in his beliefs.
特别如果我们看他的这个儿女的时候，我们就知道了。
But and we can tell from the description about him and his children.
我们看见他有7个男儿，3个女儿。
We see that he has 7 sons and 3 daughters.
我们说，哎呀，这个是十全十美。Wow,
we say this is perfect 10.
因为他们循规蹈矩，彼此相爱。
Because they love each other and they are well behaved.
因为他们彼此在家里有开party，邀请哥哥，邀请妹妹一起来。
Because they will hold functions and parties and they will welcome their brothers and sisters together.
可见他们就是非常的融洽。
And it seems that they get along very well.
不像我们如果看电视剧或者是一些我们知道的大富人家的情景。
It's different from sometimes what we watch on television dramas that, yeah.
有钱就勾心斗角，你杀我，我杀你。
Many brothers and sisters would actually fight for money.
所以因此我们看见 耶伯他还很重视他的家庭。
And we see that Job actually he had a lot of emphasis on the well-being of his family.
他知道他的儿女们有这个party了。
And he knows that even though they hold parties,
他就隔天就按照他们的数目日来献祭，来向上帝献这个燔祭。
We see that the next day he would actually, based on the numbers, he would actually give offerings on their behalf.
所以因此我们看见他的家庭实在是一件可以让我们学习的。
And so that we can see that his example of his family is something for us to learn.
我们看见他们算是一个幸福的家庭。
We see that they are a happy family.
他这个家庭可能我们觉得幸福的家庭应该不在于他的这一个建筑物。
We see that a happy family is not just the house, the building.
乃是重视它里面的这个人。
But the emphasis is on the people living in the household.
里面的人是不是彼此相爱和睦相处？
Are the people living together getting along well and love each other?
耶伯的家庭是这样给我们看见的。
We see the example in Job's family.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is this so?
我们简单推敲，就是因为信仰的缘故。
And we deduce that it's because of the beliefs.
有坚固的信仰, 肯定家庭会蒙受到这个巩固。
That with a strong foundation is believed, the family is also affected and has a strong foundation.
所以因此我们做家长的, 我们应该在家里头立下这样的一个美好的榜样。
And so as parents, we should also set up good examples for our children.
不然在家里头有这样的一个好的榜样。
Not only in our families,
那是在我们跟其他人的这个来往的情况也要很好。
But also in the interaction of the people around us that we have to show, we have to be exemplary.
我们看见耶伯他不单有家庭，他也跟外面有接触的。
But we see, we see that Job not only he has his family, but also his interaction with the community around him.
我们看见从圣经告诉我们，他有朋友。
From the Bible, it tells us that he has friends.
但是我们也要知道，圣经告诉我们在箴言18章24节。
But it also tells us in the Bible in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 24.
他说，滥交朋友的自起败坏。
That one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin.
所以我们常常 听人说你结交什么朋友，我们就看出你是什么人。
And so we often hear the saying that the kind of friends show what kind of character you are.
所以俗语说 观其有，知其人的一个意思。
And so the proverb saying that we can tell the person by the by the company he keeps。
就是我们常说的近朱者赤，近墨者黑啦。
The friends around us would influence the kind of our character。
他交的朋友都可能是一些很富有的朋友了。
Perhaps his friends are also wealthy people.
可是他交的朋友并不是那些所谓的酒肉朋友。
But people who are not just, but perhaps his friends are not only just people who are very just wine and dine.
如果我们肯从约伯记第二章来看的时候
，and but when we go on to Job chapter 2,
当时他的朋友们知道他生病
，when his friends knew that he was not well, he was ill,
他们从很远的地方。特地来看叶伯
They came to visit him from very far away.
可见他跟人家的交情是这么样的深。
And we could see that he has a very strong relationship with his friends.
我们说是泛滥之交。
That they are very close friends.
但是当他们远远看见叶伯的时候呢，圣经给我们描写，那是太美的一个描写。
And so, the Bible describes, when they see Job,
他们远远的在那边。这个什么呢？没有说话，两泪就这样子奔下来。
They describe that when they saw him from a distance, they began to weep, and tears roll down their cheeks.
圣经又说，他们七天七夜坐在一起，一句话都不说，极其痛苦。
And they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and 7 nights, and no one said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was.
他这些朋友都是很有信仰的，还有博学多才的。
His friends, they were people with strong beliefs and educated.
你如果从经文里头看他们的对话，你就非常明白这些事情。
And I say this because of the conversations in the verses that follow in Job.
这是就是他这个叶伯他的这个人。
And so, this describes the Job, the person.
如果我们讲到他的情况的时候
，And when we talk about him，
我们知道他肯定是一个很富有的人。
We believe that he is actually a very wealthy person。
我们可以从三方面来看。
How do we know from three angles？
第一方面，他应该是在当时的一个地方，是一个德高望重的领袖人物来的。
He would be somebody with standing and status at that time。
所以他地位非常崇高。
He was held in high prestige.
虽然我们讲他地位崇高的时候，我们要明白一件事情，有一句话说树大招风。
But when we say that, we also know that a person in a high position is liable to be attacked.
当然，一方面很多人恭维他，可是也不少人家攻击他。
Surely he will receive a lot of flattery and compliments, but he will also receive a lot of attacks.
一不小心，不管哪一方面。恭维他也好，攻击他也好，他就可能会跌倒的。
And when he stumbles and if he's not careful, and then he would fall when he's being attacked.
所以我们华文还有另外一句话，高处不胜寒。
And so the Chinese would also say that it's lonely at the top.
其实当时撒旦也没有对他放手。
And so Satan at that time attacked him too.
常常就这样攻击他。
And attack him frequently.
但是我们看见他还是这样的。敬畏上帝。
But we see that he continued to hold firm to his belief in God.
虽然上帝一夜之间把他的财产拿去，把他家庭也拿去，全部拿去。
We see that although God removed his family and his wealth in a short while,
但是他这个信仰没有离开过他。
But his his belief in God did not abandon him.
当时他的地位崇高，然后人家也很多的眼目注视在他们的身上。
And so, because he was noble, and high standing, a lot of people had to focus on him.
我们看见他们的家庭也可以被形容成一个金鱼缸。
And we can also maybe describe his family as like a golden fishbowl.
大家都在那边看。可是他们彼此相爱，可见他对儿女的教导是非常到位的。
And even though everyone's attention is focused on him, but in he and his family, they love each other very much as a family.
到位到一个地步，我们说他有智慧。
And from all this, we can see that he had wisdom.
他的智慧不单从他跟他朋友之间的谈话辩论。
We can tell his wisdom not only from his conversation with his friends and his debates.
他不单只是说说而已, 真的是真材实料。
It also showed that he had great experience and also wisdom in what he had said.
我们讲说他的智慧从哪里来?
Where did his wisdom come from?
我觉得很简单, 很简单的这一个回答。
And I think that the simple answer,
圣经说, 敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端。
The Bible tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
我们一开始就看到, 耶伯, 他是一位敬畏耶和华的人。
We, from the beginning, we see that Job is someone who fears God.
因为他敬畏耶和华, 所以我们看见他蛮有智慧。
Because he fears God, we see that he's full of wisdom.
所以有时候我们说我们要智慧的这一个在这个世上生活的时候, 唯一一个办法, 我们敬畏耶和华。
And so if we were to pursue wisdom in our lives, then we have to have the fear of the Lord.
耶伯就是这样的人。
Job is such a person.
我们看见上帝跟撒旦的对话当中, 没有离开过他对耶和华的这个敬畏。
And from the conversation between God and Satan in the book of Job, we can tell that Job's continue to believe in God.
这也见证了他的灵命。
And this witnesses for his beliefs and his life.
我们研究耶伯记一章二章的时候, 我们就看得出这样的一个事情。
And we see in Job chapter 1 and 2,
圣经就说, 地上没有人向他完全正直敬畏上帝远离恶事。
In Job it says that there's no one on earth who is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil.
这个是耶和华上帝给耶伯做的见证。
And this is what the Lord tells Satan, and it's a witness of Job's character.
那完全并不是说他没有罪, 乃是他为人完美, 很难找到他的毛病。
It is not to say that he's sinless, but he's a person who is of upright character and very hard to find any fault with him.
正直的意思就是他心里纯洁, 没有弯曲, 就好像耶稣对拿单耶门徒说, 他心里没有诡诈的意思。
And so an upright person is somebody who is pure of heart and does not have any second mind. And it's also similar to what Jesus said of the disciple Nathanael.
所以敬畏耶和华远离恶事, 他留下的这个榜样给他的儿女们。
And so this fearing God and shunning evil, this is the example he had set for his children.
所以我们今天这个主题说, 坚固信仰, 讲到这里的时候,
and so our sermon topic today that we are to consolidate our beliefs.
我们不用, 还没有讲到家庭, 就是讲到我们个人。
And when we before we talk about family, we talk about individual ourselves.
我们个人是不是像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一样?
Ourselves, are we like Abraham, Isaac and Jacob?
寻求告耶和华,
to seek God.
我们是不是像耶伯一样?
Are we like, just like Job?
我们完全正直这个敬畏上帝远离恶事,
that we remain upright to fear God and shun evil.
这样的话, 我深信我们的家庭肯定在信仰上带来了是巩固的。
If this is so, then I believe that our families, this will be brought on to, down to our family beliefs.
可能我们也有很多的诸多的借口。
Perhaps we also may have many excuses.
我们活在新加坡这样的一个社会,
and in such a society as Singapore,
我们很难很难,
oh, it's so difficult.
耶伯他的处境跟我们也不相上下。
Job, but Job actually lived in a time similar to us.
他既然可以, 我相信今天我们也是可以。
If he's able to do so, then I believe today that we can too.
不管如何, 我们现在听到这个信息,
No matter what, as we listen to the words today,
可能我还没有家庭,
maybe I don't have a family yet.
好像以前一样, 但是这个理念, 这个概念就放在我的心里头了。
But this important message is already into my heart.
但是如果我有家庭的话,
but if I have a family,
我把我自己的信仰的生活做好, 能够影响我的家庭。
I to straighten up my life so that because this will also influence my family.
让我的家庭也在上帝的面前蒙福得到巩固。
That my family will also continue to receive blessings from God.
我的岳母是荣耀堂的会友。
My mother-in-law is actually the Christian Grace Church member.
不是, 她是
Glory Church.
Oh, sorry, Glory Church.
当时他的牧师是叶固熙老牧师。
他的牧师。
是啊，他的牧师。
Oh, OK， 叶固熙老牧师 was her pastor。
可能我们年纪大的一定认识，可能我们认识叶恩汉。叶恩汉，叶恩汉的爸爸就是叶固熙。
OK，
啊，他当时在那边牧养。
So she was serving in this church.
不过在牧养的时候，他一而再、再而三的提醒他的会友。
But and when she was serving there, she reminded her congregation often.
我们要留什么给我们的家人
？What are we to leave for our children and our families?
啊，我们留金钱吗
？Do we leave money and wealth?
他一再提醒说，我们要留真理给我们的家人。
She says, "No, we have to leave the truth with them."
所以今天我们从圣经里头理解到。我们真的要把真理留给我们的家人。
And so today, from the Bible, we remind ourselves that we have to leave the truth for our children.
好叫信仰能够得到巩固。
So that the strengthen the belief.
家庭也能够得到这一个什么呢？这个坚固。
And to solidify the foundation of our families.
大会提出这个主题。
The Synod Sunday's message today.
因为我们看见。现在这是国家的需要。
It's because we see the need of our country today.
我们面对很多的挑战。
We face many challenges.
我们要巩固我们的家庭。
We have to strengthen our families.
可是那个粉色的，它也放 family 大大的。
But also, we see that there also pink movement. You talking about families?
但是它的家庭是怎么样的概念？
But what is the concept of family in such a movement?
我们家庭是要巩固在信仰里面。
That our family should strengthen in our beliefs.
让我们的家庭也能够传承这个信仰。
That we can also pass on our beliefs to our generations.
这不单是国家的需要，也是教会的需要。
It is not just the need of our country, but also our church.
更加是我们家庭的需要，这是完全是上帝的心意。
And this is also the need of our family and it's the heart of God.
我只能够讲无论如何怎么样的一个情况之下让我们巩固我们的信仰。
So I just want to say that no matter what happens we have to strengthen our beliefs.
巩固我们的家庭。
And strengthen our families.
我们学像亚伯拉罕学像耶伯。
And we learn from the examples of Abraham and also of Job.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父我们感谢你的恩典我们从圣经里头你所留下来的这一个我们的前辈的榜样让我们在你面前能够有血气在这样的一个时代当中我们恳求主你去特特的给我们智慧给我们聪明好叫我们懂得怎么样让我们的信仰能够在我们的家庭在我们的教会让我们整个社会国家能够继续流传我们能够巩固我们自己也能够影响别人愿你的话语深深地放在我们的心里头这是我们在你面前的祷告先人的前的这一个榜样也成为我们的这一个榜样让我们也让这个榜样成为别人的榜样听我们在你面前同心的祷告我们如此祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名阿们